USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at curbing the power of social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook.
My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
Police chiefs across the country are speaking out after the murder of George Floyd. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is condemning the actions of the Minneapolis police officers. Craig is also calling for the officers to be arrested.
And certainly when you look at cowardly act by this Minneapolis police officer, and then those who were complicit and just stood there, horrible.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and the Dow lost 148 points on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Justice Department says the federal investigation into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis is a top priority. One protester said there needs to be justice.
I want to see the police, every police that do this kind of stuff, get charged with this crime.
Riots broke out Wednesday night and several buildings were burned and a recently renovated Target was looted and defaced. The latest number of first-time jobless claims is again in the millions. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
During normal times, the number of first-time jobless claims in a week would hover around 200,000. But the Labor Department reports another 2.1 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That is down 323,000 from the previous week, but it pushes the total to more than 40 million since the virus outbreak began in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Facebook is allowing many of their employees to work from home permanently. Now, as many as 50% of Facebook employees could work remotely within the next 5 to 10 years. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his employees are still able to interact even though they're working remotely.
Whether it's video conferencing or chat, are pretty transactional, right? If you want to host a meeting or send a note to someone, you can do that. But we don't have great tools yet that basically enable people to just hang out together and simulate hanging out around the water cooler or the whiteboard and just in brainstorming stuff. And I think that stuff will all need to get built. So those are things that we're focused on doing at Facebook, both for internal tools for our own company and that we'll offer to other companies through our workplace tools, which is that's our enterprise software app that's growing very quickly. Now it's 5 million paying users. But that's something that I expect that there will be a lot of new companies that are developed around the space of remote creativity as well. But look, I think the reality is that a lot of people are going to be working remotely for some period of time. So we do have to figure this out one way or another. But it is a risk, as you say.
For more news, remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.